All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday, August 30th, 2014. Labor Day weekend. Woody Lash is in studio, so both of us are in studio, so you may want to hold off on clicking on that webcam.
You don't want to break your TV screen.
Exactly. Woody, great to have you in on the program, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm a little tired this morning, but I'm doing great.
Yeah,
doing great.
How's the busy week at the shop, Pete's Golf Shop?
Yeah, it was a busy week. It was a busy week. A lot of people getting ready to play golf this weekend, I think.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, it's in, you know, it's always good for that people on Long Island and across the nation playing golf, but I think it's even more important on Labor Day weekend with the Patriot Golf. And, you know, that's Patriot Day.
It's a big day. I think it's big for golf. It's big for golf doing something for you know, those who serve for us. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing what that Major Rooney, I think that's his last name,
yep.
Rooney, right? What he's done, you know, with the Folds of Honor and stuff like that. You know, you look at that, you know, it's just such an inspirational story, I guess you could say, because here they are, he was a guy who was sort of inspired by one individual, one soldier, and now you look at it, you know, he featured on Morning Drive all the time, and you look at what it's become, the work of one man, and of course, obviously, it takes a village, but it started with one guy and an idea.
It was amazing. I was watching Morning Drive the other morning, and they have Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
Happy to do it.
Yep, exactly.
I know so many of my friends look forward to playing on Patriot Day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think Jack actually was, you were talking about, he was like donating his time, right, to redesign. They had 9 holes for a sort of veterans course,
yep,
where guys could go and sort of guys with PTSD or amputees, and they wanted to add another 9. And so Jack Nicklaus is there to redesign the first 9 and to add another 9. And he's donating his time, you know, and that's a nice thing, man. You can't.
That's great. Well, listen, those guys are there letting you and I come and do this radio show today.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So they're there protecting our country. We have to give back.
Exactly.
Have to give back.
Well, you know, speaking of a guy and an idea, I'm looking forward to today's program with John McGuire, the CEO from Game Golf. I know you're in the process of getting familiar with it. I've been familiar with it for a little bit. And, you know, it takes a little bit. You know, you've been a part of the show for a couple years now. I don't do really a lot of product shows. We haven't done product shows. And I don't buy a lot of, I mean, other than the products that you sell, I mean, you know, golf clubs, you know, I don't really buy products. I have a laser. I mean, if you consider a laser, you know, rangefinder a product, I guess, you could say that would probably be, other than my golf towel and a rangefinder, I don't have a lot of ancillary things hanging off my bag, you know?
I agree. I mean, listen, at our store, we don't sell that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I think it's important, you know, this is something that we both thought is really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's something that can really help golfers.
Yeah.
And we're not getting paid by them. We're doing this. We said, hey, this is really cool. This is something different.
Yes.
And that's why we're doing it.
Exactly. This was something worth buying that I think is going to make my golf experience more fun, and it has.
Especially if you're a golf psycho like us.
Right, exactly. If you're a nutcase, then you're going to really love it. You're going to love Game Golf because it's really a fantastic product. And like I said, we don't buy things like that very often, if at all, to be honest with you. And I bought it, and I love it. And so I'm glad to have them on the program today. But why don't we get to our first break? We'll come back. Hopefully we'll have John McGuire, CEO of Game Golf, on the line. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorcia. Pleased to have Woody Lashin, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, in studio. Woody, always a pleasure to have you in studio. Thank you for coming in. I know you're a busy guy, and
always busy for On Par.
You know, the show is only better and enhanced when you're in the studio. So I really appreciate you being a part of it.
I appreciate it. I was telling you this morning, I wish I could do it every Saturday, but unfortunately, got to make a living.
That's
gotta
right.
Help those golfers play better golf.
You got to help people like me, that's for sure. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit, just a little bit about Game Golf. We're waiting for John McGuire, CEO of Game Golf, to tune in. So basically, they came out with this golf where basically you're using GPS, tagging it on, you wear a thing on your belt, a device. You put the things on
the back of your clubs, the tabs, right, exactly.
They screw right into it. So with the exception of maybe, the only thing I could think that it wouldn't work on is maybe, and you'd be more familiar with this, is maybe someone who, maybe a putter that was...
If they have the pickup cone on the back of the putter, maybe it wouldn't work.
Right, exactly. Or like a counterbalance, right? Is that what that...
Yeah, but I think with the counterbalance, you can even pretty much get it, I think.
Okay. So, all right. So
we're going to find out, because I have a little counterbalance in my putter, and I'm getting it next week.
So. All right, so there you go.
We'll find out.
So there you go. So you put it in there, and basically you're tagging all your shots, and you look at the data. It tells you... You know, you need a lot of rounds. You need a bunch. Yeah, I think you need a good full season in with it to sort of get a good average. But it does do that. It tells you your average per, how far you're hitting the ball per club. It tells you, you can go to an analysis to show you your misses, what your driver are. What percentage of them are left? What percentage of them are right? It has a scoring analysis. So they have one of my recommendations, I did a survey, is they have a 15-foot circle, so you can see, your wedge shots and all your scoring clubs, basically. Well, all the clubs, actually, but they have a 15-yard circle. I'd like to see them move that to, 5 and 10. 45 feet is kind of a wide miss to I'd like to see,
they'll go on for the average golfers now, remember, Anthony.
Well, of course, but I mean...
Better than average, so.
Well, I appreciate that, but I mean, I just like to see... Okay, I'd like to see my sand wedge be inside maybe the 10-foot, or something like that, and just see.
Well, the thing that got me, that if you look at the tour players, I think when ShotLink first came out, they were like, well, yeah, I'll look at it. And now those guys are really using that data.
Right.
They're going, oh, here's my miss, here's where I'm going, here's how far I'm actually hitting this,
Right.
And, I have a bunch of friends that have played in the Bob Hope many years.
Okay.
And when they came back every year, I would ask them, what was the most impressive thing about the tour player? And you would think they'd say, well, how long they hit it, or how good they putt, or how good they get up and down. And my friends, who are all good players, all came back and said, distance control.
Right.
They know how far their clubs are going.
Right.
Well, I know from working in the golf business for over 30 years that the average golfer does not know how far their golf ball goes.
Right. Right. And to that point, there was also a difference between, let's say, hitting it you have all the latest and the greatest technology when you're fitting clubs, and that tells you how far you're hitting it. But it's different out on the golf course. I mean, you're talking about ideal conditions. So I've gone to, you can go to your shop and I can say, I want an average of how far I'm hitting the ball. And I could write down general yardages, but that's ideal. And when are you ideal in a golf course?
Right, but what you do see is as the players come in, the lower their handicaps are,
right,
the more close their yardages are when you're measuring. And they'll go, I hit that one good, and it went 175. And you go back and you look on the machine, and it went 173.
Right, gotcha.
The better the player has a better idea of how far. Now, obviously, they are repeatable.
Sure.
So they know when I hit it good, but I think I've seen it. I had a young lady who came in mm-hmm. this spring, and she was recommended by a golf pro, and mm-hmm. My good friend Tom Patry. I'll give a little shout out to Tom.
Yeah, sure.
And
fry his head.
You know, we were measuring her 7-iron. Her 7-iron was going 110 yards.
Right.
And she was like, my 7-iron goes 130 yards. She was all upset. And we made some changes. Mm-hmm. And we got to go a little further and got a little fly a little higher. Mm-hmm. But she was kind of little upset because of how short it was actually going.
Sure.
And she had just gotten game golf. She came back a month later. She had played 10 rounds in that month. And she was like, I have to apologize. You're 100% right. My 7-iron, the new 7-iron we gave her, was going, I think, 115 or so.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, my 7-iron's going 115. And I went back and hit my old 7-iron. It was going like 107.
Yeah, right.
So she really saw with the game golf. And she said that after in her first couple rounds, her game was improving.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of from 130, instead of pulling out her 7-iron, when she saw it wasn't going far enough, she was pulling out her 6-iron.
Right.
And she was hitting, you know, occasionally, if she hit it perfect, would she hit it over the green? Yes.
Of course.
But her average shot, she got to go the right distance. And I think as golfers, if we can, you know, especially crazy psycho golfers,
right.
If we can go back after our round of golf and analyze it, I mean, I sure do, but I don't have the technology to go back and say how far it went.
Right.
Okay. If we can go back and download it on our computer and go, okay, let's see my 7-iron. Well, I thought I was hit 170 here, and I hit 7-iron, it went 160.
Right.
I can then, after doing that enough rounds, have some real good data to help me play better golf.
Exactly. I mean, it's one thing to be able to, you know, we have a general idea because we hit the ball fairly solid, and, you know, you're a little better than me, but we used a range finder, but... You know, we don't always hit it right on the pin, so it's always like maybe a little short or a little. And so you get to see that, and not that you don't remember how far you hit certain things, but now you have this data that's being accumulated for you, so that you can see, and it's filtering out the bad shots, the chip outs, the, you know, you can have some that are long that are downwind, and some that are short that are into the wind, and, you know, yada yada yada. So it's taking care of all this sort of legwork for you.
Yes. And I think, you know, a lot of times, so let's say we've got 150 and I hit the ball and you're on the green. You're like, oh, I hit it 150. And then you go back later on and you go, realize you're on the front of the green. It was 135.
Right, and that's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
Exactly. You know, you're 150 to the pin. You know, it's a big, you know, it's a big difference. And the one thing that I figured out is, and you and I were talking, and I'm a perfect example to a certain degree for this, I guess you could say, and it just happened to be we were playing together. Where I
felt
my 8-iron, right? I was saying, you know, you and I, not to toot our own horns, but I don't remember what hole it was because we were playing in that Met Golf Writers Association. We'll talk about it later. But, you and I had just came off birdieing this one hole,
yep.
Right? So we knew we had a regular stock. It was a 7-iron. It was 165.
Right. You had 7-iron and 8-iron. We both hit it to
stiff.
Couple feet.
Right. We both, boom. 30, blah blah blah. So I knew, right, and it wasn't downwind or into the wind, right? If I don't recall,
yep,
it was stock, you know, yardage. So, and it just made me think about my 8-iron, and so and we were talking about throwing around. I said, I don't feel like I'm getting the distance out of my 8-iron. I don't know. I may have to move up to that different model that I use for my 7, 6, and 5 that Kirk had fitted me for. And then we went back to the data and we looked at it, and there's a little bit of a gap, like more, you know, it should be probably about 4 yards higher than it is. And part of it might be just my swing. It might be my swing with that club, you know.
But now you can really go and look at it, right? Now
exactly.
You can go, next time you go out and play and you go, let me hit that 8-iron. Oh, I hit that one good. Boy, it didn't get there. Oh, okay. Now you can look at it.
Right, exactly. And you have that sort of, you know, and you can look at it. It's not like it just filters it out, and you can see all the shots that you hit. You know, you can see what distances. I mean, I have a punch out 5-iron that, you know, that's on my 5-iron data that's went 20 yards. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like stuff just disappears. It's there, and it just doesn't become part of your average, I guess, as you could
right.
say.
Well, the other thing I think about is that, you know, first weekend warrior. So let's say you get to play golf once a week on a Sunday.
Right.
But you're thinking golf 7 days a week. This allows you done that week after that round to go back in there at your lunchtime or in the evening and bring your computer up and look and say, ah, hey, this is what's going on with my game.
Yep.
And it just gets you, you know, you're thinking a little bit more about your game, because the beauty of golf is it's a sport, but it's a chess game.
Right, right.
And, you know, I think we all, most of us look at it as a sport part, me trying to hit the ball better, I'm hit the ball better. But if you can, that's the beauty of the game, is a chess game part, the strategy part of the game.
Right,
and
right.
This can really help you with your strategy. Boy, I'm missing left all the time.
Right.
I better figure that out or aim a little more right.
Exactly. Well, it's funny that you say that, because I looked at my dispersion with some of my clubs, and that's that. When I, if I miss it, or if I miss it or miss hit it, I come up, that my shot pattern is short left. As a lefty,
mm-hmm.
right? So that makes sense. You know, I'm not getting through it or whatever the case may be. So that's my miss. That's my miss and my miss hit, really, I should say. I barely, out of my shot, all my full shots, my regular shots, my solid shots, I barely miss right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of fun to watch and look at it. But you brought up a good point that I think is really important. And I think that the game, golf people, and I'll tell this to John if we get to hook up with them, is you brought up a good point, and I don't think it's stressed enough for them from their marketing department, and you brought up the point of reflection, right?
Yeah.
Like, what, anybody who does anything successful, there's a bit of reflection. I mean, there, if you want to get better at something, you have to reflect on what you're doing. You do it as a business owner, you do it as a student, you do it as a, you know, whatever profession that you do, I'm sure all the leaders in across industries would talk about how they reflect on their goals and what they want to do, and this game, when you're going through it at lunchtime or whatever, it has you reflecting on your round and what you would do differently, or, you know what I mean?
And I think, by the way, it gives you some real good data.
Exactly.
Where when you're reflecting on your own, you don't have that good data.
Right.
You have the memory of, oh, I was 160 out and I hit this club, and okay, and then you'll realize that it only went 135.
Right.
So it really gives you some good, solid, hard data.
Or the time that I was playing at Montauk Downs and I ripped a drive that I thought, you know, and it went 242. Because it was into the wind, but I hit it dead solid.
And you're like, oh, I killed that.
I killed it. And, you know, and maybe, I guess I could say there was an upgrade in the slope of the fairway, but still, and I'm not making excuses of why I only hit it 242. I'm saying that you don't think of, I didn't think it went 242, right?
Right.
I'm thinking it went 252, maybe 262. Or, you know, in that area, my average drive is almost 260. So I'm thinking, you know, it went further than it did, and people will be shocked to learn how far their drives are actually going. Exactly. Doesn't go, right? Because I think people have this, you know, I crushed that, you know. But there are things.
You know, the problem with our driver distance is that when usually you ask someone how far their 7-iron goes, they go, okay, well, I probably hit it 150. They're average.
Right.
But in their driver, when you say how far a driver goes, they think of the one that was downwind, that bounced off the cart path, that went 285.
Right, exactly.
And with this, now you'll be able to get an average. You go, okay, I'm average driving at 230. Okay,
right.
So you know the end of the fairway is 235. I'm not going to hit it past the fairway most of the time. Let me hit my driver.
Right.
You really can get a better idea of what you're capable of doing, and then, you know, what you want to work on. You know, when you go to your local pro and go, hey, Kirk,
right,
this is where my problem is. Take a look at my 8-iron here. Cause,
right,
you know,
exactly.
Is it me or is it the club? Well, you know, help me out here.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, and we had Rob Corcoran on the show about, you know, and that was one of the things that he said when he went to the PGA, right? So he goes to Valhalla and he said, you know, these guys couldn't hit drivers at holes because they were going to hit it through the fairway. And he said, I could, because I knew how far my driver goes.
Right.
So he hit driver more than they could. And, you know, and so that's the kind of data you're dealing with when you play with game golf.
Yeah, and I think we all want that data. We all want to, you know, play better. We want to enjoy the game more. And it's really something that's really cool what you can do to get a little more data on your game and enjoy your game a little bit more.
Absolutely. I think let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and
we'll talk some Met Golf Riders.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about Met Golf Riders. That's a great good place to start. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over 2 decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorcia. I'm looking at you, Woody, and I can't remember my own name here. glad to have Woody Lashin in studio. Woody, you and I we were talking about this when we played golf recently, about the Metropolitan Golf Writers Association, and we talked about how lucky we are about this to be part of this organization.
Yeah, I'm really feel very, very lucky to be that they let me in. I mean, they're hard. They don't let anybody
no,
in.
No.
You've got to be doing some golf media, and they check on you. And obviously, you have the full time radio show, and I try to do it once a month, and I write some articles for Golfing Magazine.
Sure.
And they have these great events. They have probably there's like 6 events or so a summer. One is they're going to be their national meeting where they're honoring national golfers.
The dinner.
We couldn't make it this year. Somebody got sick. Me. but they have these golf outings, folks, where we get together with other riders and we get to go to see these different venues, and they talk to us about the venue, what they've done. For example, we played Baltusrol, and we played Tamarack.
Right.
And both Baltusrol and Tamarack had gone over big, big time renovations.
Yeah.
So they brought the architects in to talk to us as to why they're trying to do things and what they're trying to do for the membership. And, at both Tamarack and Baltusrol, they talked about how these old golf courses, the greens shrink.
Right.
And what happens is you then get a lot of area between the green surface and the bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't designed that way. And quite honestly, it's making the golf course not play the way it was designed to play.
Sure.
And then they come in and they make the greens bigger, among other things. They re-put the bunkers back where they should be. And it really makes a big difference when you go to play these golf courses. I mean, I've heard of Tamarack. I'd never played it. Hadn't heard much about it. Wow, was it spectacular.
Right.
It was extremely enjoyable to play. I mean, just one of those places you can go play and enjoy. The greens were big. The fairways were wide.
Yep.
Sure, if you missed it, you were in trouble, but if you hit good shots, you're rewarded.
Yep.
But
not only that, but the wide fairways is important, not because they're trying to be generous off the tee, because they just want you to have fun. I mean, you may want to be in a certain side of the fairway because you have options and angles.
Right.
You're playing options and you're playing angles. So, it's a little different than your U.S. Open setup, right,
to speak. Correct. Yeah. Correct. Well, I think it's made more for us average golfers, and I also feel like a lot of times a wide fairway, well, you hit the ball on the left side of the fairway, you're in the fairway, And you've got a horrible angle now.
Yeah.
If you're in the rough, you probably can't even play to the green.
Right.
At least you can play to the green, but you've got to play to the fat side because of the angle you have. Where sure. the other side, maybe there's a fairway bunker that you're challenging to be over there, but now you've got the better angle into the green.
Sure.
The chess game that I talk about, it's really cool. But the reason why we get to experience that and get to find out about it is because of the Met Golf Writers Association.
Right.
And they do a great job. And you get to meet the different riders. And, you know, a lot of us do different things. It's, you know, we're not all, doing 100% golf riding all the time. But we're all really into our golf and wanting to grow the game. And
sure.
It's just a great association and great for us to get information to bring back to the golfing public.
Yeah, and I think it is nice to put the name with the face with the Twitter profile and you know what I mean, because we don't get a chance to we might see each other at an event that in the area, but I mean that doesn't happen. You know, maybe a little more often now with the Barclays rotating in there in Jersey and here. So we might see these guys a little more often than we had in the past, but once a year, if that.
Yes.
So, it's just nice to be able to meet and kind of hang out and have that sort of camaraderie that we have.
Those networking things, for example, for our listeners, we're hopefully going to have one of the architects on from either Bolster or Tamarack.
Right. Exactly.
And it's really kind of cool. I think when you hear these guys talk, folks, they are so enthusiastic about what they're doing with their golf course and why they're doing it and the old history of, Donald Ross and why things are done a certain way and how they're trying to redo that. It's really, really cool stuff. And if we didn't have that association, we wouldn't have that opening to see that, and we wouldn't be able to get those guys on the show.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have been exposed to that, really. To be able to, I mean, it was a privilege, when you think about it, to be able to hear Brian Silver, who was the architect who did the master plan for Tamarack, to hear his speech was phenomenal. I mean, he was so passionate.
Oh.
He was tremendous passionate and educational. I mean, some of the things that we learned, and you mentioned the greens, how they shrink. Now, it's different, like with Bethpage Black, right? Bethpage Black, people don't realize or don't remember that there was a world war going on, and so they didn't cut it. They just it just grassed over, and so all they did was cut circles where the greens were. That's it. They didn't restore them to Tillinghast's, all these vast expansions. Now, that's an extreme example, right? But he was talking about how, think about it, over 20 years or 30 years or 80 years, whatever it is, a golf course has been around, 100 years, like in the case of Tamarack, right? They had, he's saying, like, let's say the greenskeeper, let's say he misses by an eighth of an inch.
Yep.
Right.
Well, he's not missing an eighth of an inch on the long side because he's going to burn it out.
He's going to burn it out. Right. He's cutting that green an eighth of an inch short over the course of different guys over the course of 80 years. Well, there goes Tillinghast or Charles Banks, big punch bowl green, whatever it is. Right.
Right.
And so you have to say, like, some of these greens, like you say, they probably lost like 20% of their surface.
Yeah. Yep. And then they lose pin positions, and the course has a completely different feel to it when you play it, because you couldn't put a pin there, you can't play there, you
right.
don't want to be there.
Yeah. Exactly.
And all of a sudden you open that back up, and wow, there's more pin positions and just so many more shots you can hit around the green. The flop shot, I think, has been the shot that
right.
got to play the flop shot.
Right.
But golf wasn't designed to. Every shot to be a flop shot.
Exactly.
Bump and run. Can I Texas wedge?
Right.
You couldn't do that a lot of times in these greens shrunk. Now you've got a lot more options. And it just makes the game, I think, so much more fun. It can be so much more imaginative. So really more enjoyable.
Yeah, absolutely. We got one more commercial?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do that. And we'll come back. We'll say our goodbyes. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Woody Lashin, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop. Woody, thank you so much for being part of the program. It's just fun to talk game golf with you because I think, you know, you're on the in the equipment side of it. You really see the benefits for both the amateur golfer and the avid golfer.
Thanks, Anthony. I had a blast. It's great. I could talk all day long.
Exactly.
Golf stuff.
Well, we'll have to figure out a way to get you on more regularly because it's always fun to have you on. And, you know, really appreciate the time. And hopefully people get out there and play some golf. Patriot Day, you know, enjoy Labor Day weekend and support the troops.
Enjoy your Labor Day, folks.
All right, you're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia on WGBB. Have a great weekend.